I just gotta stay plugged in, continue to feed on the healing scriptures. I believe I'm healed, and I believe in it won't come back.
Is healing in the Word of God for you? When you know what the Bible says about healing, you can put your faith to work and start receiving your healing. Today on The Believer's Voice of Victory with Gloria Copeland.
So here we are. We're going to have faith. We're going to obey God. We're going to do what He says in Mark 11. We're going to speak right. And look how many times in that scripture it talks about saying, he shall have, I say to you, and then it says, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So if you want to know what you're bringing in your mouth, this is where your faith is turned loose, for good or for bad, is in your mouth. If you, and in your heart, you know, you can have a fear of things. You can have a fear of things in your mind. So if you want to know, well, now, am I a faith person? Or am I in the right place here? Am I believing for finances and for well-being and for my health? Well, tell me what you say. What comes out your mouth? If you're saying, I'm afraid, you know, it's flu season. You know, we always get the flu. Well, you're... Buddy, your history, you're going to get the flu. What do we say? Well, we don't even think about it. I hear it's flu season, it just goes beep, beep. I don't compute flu. I've been redeemed. I'm not afraid of it. If I had the flu, I'd get healed, but I'm not going to take the flu. Amen. If you're already sick, you're still redeemed from it. If you've got something like cancer, get on the faith roll. Get on the Word of God. Start saying, cancer, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. You're not coming in my body. You're not staying in my body. I rebuke you. If it's already there, start talking to it. Say, I'm healed. Start talking your healing, your health, your wholeness, your resurrection of anything that's been messed up. Hallelujah. We've got so many advantages over the devil, it's just sad when you think about him. Why? Because Jesus bore the whole curse for us. Anything Satan can come up with is going to be a curse of some kind. And Jesus has already paid the price for it. And the only people that are going to take that curse are just people that don't know better or they're lazy, one or the other. But we've got the Word on it. Jesus himself was made a curse for us so that we can be free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In healing school, we just look at scriptures for a while and we build our faith and then we receive it. And that always works. It always works. I am the Lord that healeth thee. That's somebody tells you healing's passed away. You think of Exodus 15:26. I am. What does that I am mean? That means right now. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Exodus 15:26. And then in Malachi 3:6 it says, for I am the Lord. I change not. Whatever you see in the scripture about the Lord, that's still the way he is. Glory to God. Terry, where's Terry Crider? Is she here today? Terry, did she leave? Terry and her husband, he was on the brink of death. Pastor from Chattanooga. And I'm telling you, he wasn't much in shape to fight, I don't think, too much. But she fought for his life. And now they've been in the meeting. They're in every meeting. They come all over the world. I mean, they might miss a few, but I haven't noticed them missing any. And they get in the Word of God, and she's brought him to the services, And he's doing good. He lived. He's doing good. He's rehabilitating now. But he walks in and he walks out. Glory to God. Was it easy? No. But was it worth it? Yes. It was worth it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's not always easy. Sometimes you have to fight the fight of faith where your money's concerned, where your healing's concerned, but it's worth it. Victory is sweet. Hallelujah. Glory. And faith always works. Faith in the Word of God always works when it's put to work. But you can't just pray one day and start talking symptoms and sickness and, well, I prayed yesterday, but you know, I'm just hurting so bad. I'm hurting. Well, shut up. You could say this just as easy with no more energy. No matter what you're feeling in your body, you can say, I was prayed for yesterday. I'm healed. You could say, I'm healed so long, people around you wish you'd hush. But it's not their body. It's not their life. It's yours. What is that called? That's tenacity. The walking by faith, when there's curse all around you, walking by faith in the Word of God and in the name of Jesus, it takes tenacity. Faith for your finances takes tenacity. I mean, it's one thing for faith and healing. That's between you and God. But finances normally involves other situations that you don't necessarily have natural control over. So what do? You do the same thing. You fight the fight of faith. You believe God to get out of debt. You believe God to stay out of debt. You believe God to meet your needs, whatever they are, a house, a car, a spaceship, whatever you might need. It works. This is the victory that overcomes the world. I want you to get that with you this morning. Take it home with you. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Our faith in what? Faith in the Word of God. What God has already said and what word He speaks to us in our heart about our individual situations. Glory to God. Victory. Faith in the Word of God. Surely, the Amplified says, He's borne our sicknesses, carried our diseases. And by His stripes we were healed. Proverbs 3, length of days. Glory. We see that length of days is a biblical term. And it's available to us. It's not God's will for me to die young. It's not God's will for you to die young. It's God's will for you to live out the full number of your days, the Scripture says. It talks about living out the full number of our days. Well, how many is that? I don't know, but I'm sure they're ample. Tell you, those old saints that have gone before us, they lived so long, it's scary to think about. I don't even know if I'd want to live a millennium or not. You know, how old are you today? Well, I'm 1,000 years old and you're 2. Look at me. I'm still prior. Hallelujah. That'd be a long time, wouldn't it? Man, how did they do it? I don't know. God has provided healing. He's promised healing. He's provided healing. Dismiss from your minds all thoughts of a failing to be healed. If you will, I will, he says. Obedience to the word prolongs life. Look at Exodus 15:26. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I like to hear about healing because I like to be healed. And God's always, He's always provided healing for His people. There was no sickness or disease before sin came. Sin was not God's will. It was Adam and Eve's will. There was no sickness in the garden. All right, Exodus 15:26 says, hallelujah. If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that. Now, this is the key to divine blessing in every area of your life. If thou will diligently, that means it's going to take some effort. You're not just going to go every Sunday and go to church and say, amen, 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 come home, wait another week, and don't pay attention to the word and then go back to church. No, it says diligently. This life of faith and victory, this is a victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. That life takes diligence. It takes some effort. Why? Because most of the people around you are going in the other direction. They're not speaking positively. They're speaking negatively. The flow of the world is against God. And you have to take a stand and go against the flow in order to walk by faith. Okay, so here we go now. If thou will diligently hearken. Now, I want you to look at that word. Ken is so special. He has so many special things about his life. Look at what hearken says. Hear Ken. Hear Ken. I showed that to him one day and I said, look what hearken means. Hear Ken. If you will diligently hear Ken. Okay. If you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God and will do that which is right in his sight. How do we know what's right in his sight? Because we go and spend time in the word and we find out what's right in his sight. And will do that which is right in his sight and will give ear to his commandments and keep all of his statutes. That's what it is. I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. Now we see two things there. We see something there that's pretty important. God's not dealing with everybody the same. The Egyptians were a disobedient, ungodly people. He didn't deal with them and the Jews the same way. No. He said, I won't bring on you. Why? Because the people this was written to, the Jews, they were God's people. They were following God's plan. The heathen aren't God's people yet. We should be preaching to them and bring them in, but if they're not, he may be maneuvering their lives, endeavoring to get them in. But people that aren't born again are in a different situation with God than we are. Isn't that right? We're his. We're not just his in name only. We were born of him. If we made Jesus the Lord of our lives, we're born of him. Jesus himself bore the curse of sin for me and for you. He bore the curse of poverty for me and for you. Hallelujah. I'm in a different situation than somebody in the world without God. And I am so glad. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Hallelujah. That would be you and me. If we're in the covenant. And if you're not, you need to be there today. Hallelujah. Just all you have to do to come in to the blessing is to receive Jesus as the Lord and Savior of your life. You don't even have to do it in front of anybody. You can just do it right now where you're sitting. You can just say, Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. This is what I told him. I said, take my life and do something with it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that's the way you get the covenant, and then you walk it out and you learn what he says, you do what he says. And we are healed. With the stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it's God's will for us to live long. Psalm 91 says in verse 14, look at Psalm 91, 14. Hallelujah. Oh, this has got so much writing on it, I can hardly see the reading. Well, let's go back up to 9. Oh, you should go to 1, really, but I'll read it 9. Because you have made the Lord your refuge. We make him our Savior. We make him our refuge. We make him our healer. What does refuge mean? That means he's our protector. Because you have made the Lord your refuge and the Most High your dwelling place, there shall no evil befall you. Well, if I've made the Lord my refuge and the Most High my dwelling place, it is God's will that no evil befall me. Is that in that scripture? Can you see that in that scripture? It's not God's will for evil to come my way. Why? Because he's my refuge and my Lord. There shall no evil befall you, nor any plague, any sickness or disease, come or calamity come near your tent. Boy, that's a great scripture. That covers a lot of territory. This is the Amplified. And no evil, there shall no evil, no sickness, no disease, no curse, no bad, come near you, nor any plague, sickness, disease, or calamity. That could be anything from, we're not in here in a war zone, but a lot of cities are a war zone almost. And any calamity, any car wreck, any airplane wreck. Am I afraid to ride on an airplane? No. Why? Because I'm in the secret place. I live there. I dwell there. No calamity's coming on me. What if you believe that and you die anyway? Well, if I did that and I died anyway, I wouldn't be worried about it. But that's not going to happen. Because I'm believing God. I'm believing him. I'm obeying him. No calamity's coming near me. He will give his angels charge over you to accompany and defend and preserve you in all your ways of service and obedience. Angels. We got angels. They shall bear you up on their hands lest you dash your foot against a stone. They're supposed to be working. They better be working. You shall tread upon the lion and the adder and the young lion and the serpent shall you trample underfoot. Why? Because, now this church, this is where a lot of people miss it right here. Because he has set his love upon me, God says, therefore will I deliver him. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And he sets his love upon us and he delivers us. Are you special? Yeah, you are. If you've made Jesus the Lord of your life, you're special. You've got perks, great perks. Hallelujah. I will set him on high, this one who's made Jesus the Lord or who's made God his refuge. I will set him on high because he knows and understands my name, has a personal knowledge of my mercy, love, and kindness. He trusts and relies on me, knowing I will never forsake him, no, never. We know, church, that God will never forsake us, no, never. So we don't have to have any fear of anything. Glory to God. He shall call upon me, this man who makes the Lord his refuge, who trusts him. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. So, you know, the Bible doesn't say we won't have trouble, but it says God will be with us in trouble. If God's with us in trouble, he'll bring us out of trouble. Glory to God. I will be with him in trouble. And that's what you have to remember under pressure. When the circumstances of the world crowd around you and it looks like, you know, you're doomed and there's this and there's that, or maybe you've had an accident or whatever. He says he'll be with you in trouble. That makes, when you're in trouble, who's with you makes all the difference in the world. He says, I will deliver him. That means I'll make him whole. I'll bring him out of trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Heart disease, diabetes, cancer, depression, all deadly ailments far too common. You may have received a bad report from your doctor, and the situation is telling you there is no more hope. I'm here to tell you, that's not the final word. There is hope and a solution for you. When you immerse yourself in the answer, you can be healed.
New York Times bestselling author Dr. Don Colbert has successfully developed practical applications from biblical principles to change your diagnosis. Available today in this Bible Cure package, you'll receive 4 books on the new Bible Cure for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and depression and anxiety. Free with this purchase, you'll receive Kenneth and Gloria Copeland's Healing and Wellness Lifeline Kit.
What the situation says is not the final word. God wants you healed, whole, and thriving.
Order the Bible Cure package today at a special savings of over 40%. 4 books by Dr. Don Colbert, a medical doctor specializing in better health through nutrition on 4 major health topics. Order this package for just $35 and receive free with purchase Kenneth and Gloria Copeland's Healing and Wellness, your 10-day spiritual action plan. For additional product discount and 48-hour processing, order online. For these and other ministry resources, go to kcm.org.
Jesus always comes to the healing school, always. And we thank you for your mercy, your healing mercy today, for every person's healing. And we give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Gloria, this morning, this is Teofilo, and he, for over 5 years, has had severe pain in his knees. They told him that all the cartilage was gone.
5 years.
And he's been on severe pain medication, and today he believes that he's completely healed, and he's going to do something he couldn't do before. Go ahead, Tio.
Look at that.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
I started having problems about 2006, 2007. I started having problems with my knees. And what happened is first that I tore the cartilage on both of them. And I went to the doctor and they cleaned them out. But as time progressed, the cartilage kept wearing on the right side, which was the one that they had been working on the most. And this morning when I got up, it kind of, you know, it felt tingly, but I actually wanted to stay in bed. I said, it's only prayer and healing school, which is kind of ignorant if you got a problem. And so I said, well, I'm gonna go. So I came, and as we were going through the scriptures, you know, I've been in ministry for 12 years, basically. And I've prayed for people and they've gotten healed. And I kept asking God, why? Why haven't I gotten healed? And I just felt the Lord tell me, you could receive for others, but not for your own. And as I kept hearing the scriptures that Gloria Copeland was saying, I started building. And I just started feeling some numbness around my leg. And when she started praying, I just started putting my hands on my knees, and I started moving it around. I was looking for the pain, but right now I just feel totally free. I just gotta stay plugged in, continue to feed on the healing scriptures. I believe I'm healed, and I believe it won't come back.
Hallelujah. Tio was healed in both knees of a torn cartilage, and he was healed of severe pain. You know why? Because he just simply received the Word of God by faith, and healing came into his body. God's desire is for every person to be healed. How do I know that? Because the Bible teaches us that God put every sickness and every disease and every sin on the Lord Jesus, and that He bore those for us. That's how interested God is in your healing. So T.O. came to a healing school, and he received his healing. He fed on the Word of God in healing school. Faith came, hallelujah, and he received. You can do that right here. You can do that right where you are right now, and then you stay healed with the Word of God. I'm going to pray for you right now. You take your healing and you receive it. I'm going to offer this to you first because I want you to know before I pray that you can get this Healing and Wellness book free when you order Dr. Colbert, who is our personal physician. cure for depression, diabetes, disease, cancer. This is a great package. Now, you need to feed on the Word of God concerning healings and continually do that so that your faith stays strong. You've heard the word today. Now, let's act on it. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up every person hearing this right now, hearing my voice right now. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command you to be healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Be made whole. Now begin to do what you couldn't do before. Say, I take it, and you get up, and you move, and you receive. And then you send us your good testimony. Hallelujah. And by the way, we have prayer ministers here all the time, 24 hours a day, right here in Fort Worth, to pray with you concerning your health, your finances, or anything else you need. Call the prayer line whenever you need it. We're here for you. Hallelujah. We have offices around the world. Check the hours of their operations. Join me tomorrow. I'm going to continue to teach healing. And you know what? You need to study healing all the time. Not just when I teach it on television, but you need to get these scriptures down, and you need to look them up, and you need to feed on them. You know, let us know. We'll send you a list of healing scriptures so that you'll have them yourself. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit our website at kcm.org. While you're online, you'll discover a resource of faith-based teaching and free information to help you find the answers you're looking for. If you need prayer, call Kenneth Copeland Ministries' prayer line today. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right. Come to these exciting meetings. The Southwest Believers Convention will be held the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests. Join Kenneth Copeland for the Venezuela Victory Campaign in Maracaibo, Estado de Zulia, Venezuela, August 26th and 27th. Live at East Coast Faith Conference with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher, September 16th and 17th at the Meadowlands Exposition Center in Secaucus, New Jersey. Pastor Terry Pearson's will be at the Toronto Spirit-Led Prayer Conference, September 28th through 30th, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Come to the 2011 Word Explosion with Kenneth Copeland, Bill Winston, and Chaplain A.L. Downing, October 13th through 15th in Columbia, South Carolina. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395. That's 800-600-7395. Or visit our website at kcm.org. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
We have to be bold about faith. We can't whine and carry on and then ask God for a miracle. We have to believe God, take hold of His Word. Jesus Himself bore my sicknesses and my weaknesses and my diseases. And by His stripes I was healed.